This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Pennsylvania Turfgrass Council. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of Pennsylvania Turfgrass, we feature an article titled, New CAFMO Website Brings Up-to-Date Technology to Turfgrass. If you visited the CAFMO website recently, you may have noticed a new look. The familiar green-on-green checkerboard background is gone, replaced by an up-to-date online presence with a clean, modern look built to serve members, board, and staff equally. We talked with CAFMO board member, Turf Tech Guy, Bill Brown, who designed the website, about his involvement in the project and CAFMO's goals. According to Bill, this is not just a facelift. We're making a big leap in the technology of the CAFMO website, and I think it's an important thing to highlight that, Bill says. Turf Tech Guy. Given my technology background, Dan Douglas asked me to serve on the board to assist in updating the CAFMO website, he says. Bill's credentials in both turfgrass science and technology are indeed impressive. In 2009, Bill founded iTurf Apps, the leading technology and social media source for turfgrass professionals. And in 2012, he founded Turf Republic, a platform for a turf-centric community of solution generation and sharing that connects industry, professionals, academia, students, and enthusiasts. In 2013, he was named to Golf Inc.'s Most Innovative People in Golf. Since 2016, Bill has served as the Director of Brand Development, Northeast Distributor Support for AquaAid Solutions. Bill was showcased in Golf Course Industry Magazine in a 2010 article entitled Mobile Mileage. That article was really my springboard into the industry as the leader of integrating technology into turfgrass management, he says. Since then, Bill has been teaching and giving presentations across North America on the integration of technology and social media to turfgrass managers. He served as faculty for the GCSAA teaching at the Golf Industry Show on technology and personal branding. He also helped fund the Test Drive Technology Center, GCSAA's technology showcase at the Golf Course Industry Show. CAFMO is fortunate to be able to draw on the expertise of someone so uniquely qualified to understand both the industry and the technology needs of the organization. CAFMO.org, old versus new. The old CAFMO site provided great information regarding the organization. It was home to all of CAFMO's history of awards, events, and publications, and had a current calendar. However, in Bill's opinion, it had some limitations on the back-end technology to help with the managing the organization and allowing members to manage their membership. The old site's architecture also made it difficult to use on anything other than a desktop. Website was not mobile-friendly, which is what nearly two-thirds of people use these days to access website information. CAFMO's ability to provide value to sponsors through a digital system was also limited. It was time for an upgrade. With phase one of the launch on the new CAFMO.org this summer, the goal was to bring the website up to 2021 design and feature standards. CAFMO's objectives for the new site were as follows. Update the architecture of the website, including the design and capabilities. The new website's technologies give the board and executive director, Linda Culp, a more simplified, unified system to manage the organization that exists in one location versus the more piecemeal system that had been in place before. Through the new website, CMS, Content Management System, and CRM Systems, Customer Relationship Manager, staff and board can now evaluate the current overall health of the CAFMO organization from a membership and financial standpoint. A modernized communication system will allow a streamlined system of communication with members and prospective members. Provide a new and modernized platform to allow members and prospective members the ability to engage with the organization. Provide a modern and simplified system for members and organizations to take ownership of their CAFMO membership. members and organizations can now manage and renew their memberships, register, and make payments for events and sponsorships directly through a secure portal on the website. Showcase the value that CAFMO and its members bring to athletics in the state of Pennsylvania through the new design of the website. All of these goals were met with the initial launch, but Bill adds there are several features that we look forward to rolling out in the months to come. One of these is the ability to showcase sponsors through a more digital platform, providing a great return on their investment in CAFMO. Additional member features that will add to their value membership with CAFMO are in the works as well. Turf and tech. Bill Brown brings two very different areas of expertise to bear on this project. When asked how he came to combine turf and information technology, he responded, "Technology has always intrigued me since I was a kid." He got his BS in turf grass science at Penn State, and he has been an integral part of the turf industry for over 27 years. As a certified golf course superintendent, Bill served as both a superintendent and regional agronomist, completing his tenure at Hartfield National in Avondale, Pennsylvania. However, he recalls that even as a turf grass science student, he quickly found he also had a passion for both technology and a fantastic array of Apple Inc. products. In his Penn State days, he would write Excel scripts on his iMac to solve various problems the students were assigned. When he entered the industry, he continued to integrate various technologies that were available at the time to help track data collection on the course to better analyze the efficiency of operations and the ability to achieve required turfgrass standards. The culmination of his tenure in the industry and his technology expertise has served him well in his current role with AquaAid Solutions. Bill Brown's expertise and passion for turfgrass and technology have grown concurrently over the course of his career. If you visit www.kafmo.org, you will see that his work on the newly launched CAFMO website is just one more piece of evidence that Turf Tech Guy is a perfect title for him. Don't miss an episode of Pennsylvania Turfgrass. Subscribe at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.